It's Monday, June 15th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got one hell of a transmission lined up for you today.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, the Drudge Report has an accurate headline. Trump makes Iran great again. War for nothing. And I don't think it's over yet. But how many days are we into the start of it? You can basically say it supposedly ended yesterday. We've heard that more than 45 times. Trump is really trying to end it. He understands that Israel lied to him into the war, launched the first attack on February 28th to drag us in March 1st the next day. I predicted exactly what would then happen, which has now happened. And our gallant little ally, our number one ally that spies on us and manipulates our politics and primaries people that don't agree with them, well, they have pledged to keep attacking Iran, Lebanon, to not pull out their forces, and to sabotage the deal. Trump says the deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete. Congratulations to all. I hereby fully authorize the toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz and simultaneously herewith authorize the immediate removal of the United States naval blockade. Ships of the world, start your engines. Let the oil flow. President Donald J. Trump. And it is a framework that the Iranians have agreed to. We can go over some of that. But the big story here is Israel denounces Trump's deal with Iran. U.S. and Iran reach framework for peace. Trump says interim deal reached to end war and U.S. blockade. And it's interim just like the other deals, but Iran actually did sign this. In the deal with Iran, Trump settled for much less than he set out to get. Well, that's because Israel wanted regime change and lied and said it could happen. Analysis, Gulf recalibrates as Iran emerges intact from war. So this is a victory for Iran, folks. Oil executives are sounding the alarm on dwindling stockpiles. It'll take 6 months to a year to get it back. Military expert appalled by Trump's capitulation to Iran, worse than gaining nothing. Well, at least he's pulling out of it or trying to. So the disaster doesn't just get worse and worse and worse. I'll be talking about that. Notice that's the leftist CIA Atlantic, Obama, basically. Oh, you know, you failed. Oh, Iran won. Israel tried to use this for their Greater Israel Project, and that's why this has happened. Trump is turning victory in Iran into an American humiliation. That's the London Telegraph. The entire corporate media is bashing Trump. Now, granted, I said this would end up happening, and it is a defeat for the United States, but it's better than continuing the war and the closed strait and it being many, many, many times worse. So this is a good thing. It was bad that Trump went along with it, but now it's good that he's trying to do this. I don't think anybody can disagree with me. Israel counts the ways that Netanyahu's Iran strategy failed. New York Times. And if you want to get it right, that's actually true. You read the article. It was all Netanyahu and the Likudnists, folks. They are the authors of it. They're the ones manipulating Congress. They're the ones with AIPAC. They're the ones primarying Massey and others. Let the oil flow. President Trump announces deal reached with Iran to fully reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Ben-Gavir, number two in command under Netanyahu. Trump's agreement does not bind us. Yes, they're going to sabotage the deal. And so much more on this, but I'm not going to spend much time on this today because we already know where this is going. And if Trump can keep Israel from dragging us back into it, Iran and Israel will just keep hitting each other basically forever. But it will allow us to get the strait open and move forward here while they build pathways with pipelines around the strait. And then in a couple of years, we'll be right back to attacking Iran probably. If we're even able to shut down the war, that is a big if. We'll be right back with tons of other big news.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at alexjoneslive.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us as we launch another live transmission of defiance of tyranny and resistance to globalist great reset transhumanism. This is the Alex Jones Show. Our news site is alexjoneslive.com. It is Monday, the 15th day of June, 2026. And we have some big guests today, plan of open phones, and a ton of absolutely critical news, obviously. Let's show the live show headline at alexjoneslive.com because it says it all. And we have Monday Live, Israel vows to sabotage Iran peace deal, holding world economy hostage. Trump tells Putin we must end Ukraine war now. Leftist heads explode after successful White House UFC event, plus LGBTQ pedophile Satan pedo events target children nationwide, despite Trump putting all sorts of restrictions on it, holding back federal money. Please share now from alexjoneslive.com with all the live feeds there, as well as on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And those great stations, AM and FM across the country. All right. Obviously, we're going to cover some of Iran. I already got into it in the little first segment. Israel's out in the open trying to block the peace deal. It's a framework. It's the strongest yet. I don't think this thing is over yet, but I think we're moving in the right direction. It's still baked in massive problems for the economy and the midterms, obviously. So we'll be hitting that, but later in the transmission. We have the head of the USS Liberty Association, Phil Turney, joining us with his new book, Stay Afloat, From That Day to Today, finally getting congressional investigations going. This is a big deal. He'll be joining us in the third hour today with a lot of exclusive information and more. It's important to understand false flags and understand that powerful governments throughout history have done this, including Israel. And 59 years later, the truth is finally getting out to the general public. But that's coming up in the third hour today. Trump called Putin last night. Or Putin called him, congratulated him on his 8th birthday, and then Trump reportedly said we must end the Ukraine war now. There's going to be a new big push on that after Iran war gets shut down if Trump is successful there. Russia hit Ukraine with high-powered ballistic missiles, and there's video of the Patriot interceptors completely missing them. Just to give you an example of why Russia, at least in that region, holds the cards. We've got a bunch of news with the LGBTQIAAP2SN, whatever you call it, event exposing children to pornography, drag queen story times all over the country, all over the world, still funded by BlackRock and the globalists. Absolutely disgusting with, quote, Gay Pride Month going on right now. This is not about gay pride. It's about targeting children, the whole thing. and destroying civilization and society. We're also going to be looking at the latest developments with AI and the data center power grabs that are unfolding and so much more. But first, I want to talk about the UFC event, which is really a window into the politics of America and the different factions. Yes, when societies go into decadent spirals, they care more and more about bread and circuses, gladiatorial events, sports. That's known. Going back to the Roman Empire and even before that. But when Trump, who's always been a big UFC fan and a UFC supporter, he goes to a lot of their events and friends of Dana White for a long time, had this event, he wanted it to have one sporting company, mixed martial arts, UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship, where they do actually promote not hating America and basic American values. And I watched excerpts of it during my Sunday show last night, and I went back last night and backed it up and watched a lot of it. And I thought overall it was really wholesome. It was really good. A lot of political incorrectness going on. But in the middle of it, Sean Strickland, who they did ban, the White House banned because he's criticized Israel and these wars, the Epstein files, and he's a UFC champion, he was banned from it. They tried to even deny that, so he snuck in, because obviously he's well-known, so they just opened the door for him, got up on the octagon before the event began, and we'll play that in a moment, and then the Secret Service freaked out and threw him out. They threw him in the back of a paddy wagon, said they were arresting him, so we put out the headline, looks like he's been arrested, and then they let him go later as people spun it. Oh, C. Jones is saying he's arrested. He's not. When you are thrown in the back of a paddy wagon and you're detained, that's a type of arrest. They may let you go later and not book you, but you're under arrest under the law, just so you know. So he was arrested. They took him. They threw him in the back of a paddy wagon with force, and that was the end of it. But talk about the Streisand effect. He criticized Gaza. He criticized the mass death. He criticized the cover-up of the Epstein files. He's been a Trump supporter in the past. And basically said the same things I've said. Overall, I like a lot of what Trump's doing, but at the same time, he's starting to go sideways. I'm really concerned. And the fact that they banned him from the event, the White House went down the list and checked if anybody had been critical of Israel. And then the fact that he did this just shows how it doesn't work. They should have just let him in. So this is supposedly about Americana, free speech, not taking an eater in the anthem. All that was great. American Eagle flying into a falconer's arm. I mean, it was amazing. Because all the other big sporting events are globalist and are just outright anti-American. So obviously sports is a huge thing. And if you can reach people through sports and you use something that's turned into a distraction, and in many cases a thing to undermine the nation's will and demoralize us, if you can get it and turn it on as an engine of freedom, that's a great thing. I mean, look, Dana White was the only major sport group in the world that said, I'm never doing the COVID stuff. I'm having all my events. He had them all. He said, screw you. And got boycotted and attacked. He does a lot of really good stuff. And so that's why I overall support it. Though still, it does have a kind of a tinge of idiocracy to it, where they're having, you know, sporting events at the White House and Mike Judge's classic idiocracy. But Teddy Roosevelt had sporting events in the very same spot and boxing matches that he was even involved in there with crowds that came to visit. Used to, the grounds were open to the public. People used to picnic until we became more of a tyranny in the last 60 years, you know, right there on the White House grounds. So nothing wrong with sports if it's in balance. But when it becomes a total distraction, all people care about, it becomes just a sign of the decline of a nation. So here, back to back, is Trump coming in with Dana White. One of my favorite scenes, the American Eagle swooping over the crowd, landing on the falconer's arm. And then we've got UFC fighter Josh Hokit, after he wins the fight, the White House octagon, then tells the crowd Michelle Obama's a man. Whether that's true or not, it's his right. It's funny. She does have the shoulders of a linebacker. I have seen video of her coming out of buildings where she either has a large 8-9 inch flaccid, even Godzilla penis, or there's a rubber snake in there. And so I didn't ask the crew to do this, but why don't we pull some compilations of Michelle Obama's package? People haven't seen it. Why don't we also pull up right before she died in a medical accident, reportedly fire shot out of her mouth. They poured some type of fluid down her mouth that got caught on fire. And of course, that's the famous comedian. And so we'll be getting to that. And this is why people think this. And then you also have Obama over and over again calling her Michael, Michael and I, when I first met Michael, when I married Michael. So that's why people have these questions. That's why people say this. Yeah, I mean, this looks like there's something there, but that's not that. Yeah, coming out of Harvard right there. You see that? And that's not AI, folks. That's been out for over 10 years. Go back to the coming out when she was putting her kids in Harvard. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, that is a Oscar Mayer sausage popping around there, folks. Or she's got a plastic snake in her pants. And, I mean, I'm just telling you, if you've seen Michelle Obama, and I have at the DNC, when Obama was first running in Denver, and I saw her up on a stage from like 200 yards away, and I was like, man, that is a big lady, which just might be the case. And maybe she likes to keep a roll of silver dollars down in her panties right there, or a plastic snake. And that's probably what it is. She probably just likes a plastic snake that she adjusts with her hand like you see men do, where men know how we adjust it. And you've got forgot to tuck that sucker in, forgot to put the snake between the legs, and it's just, you know, it's bouncing around and like, ooh, I forgot. Let me squeeze on that. I'm sorry, but it's just, you got the whole adjustment, the whole nine yards right there. So I think it's reasonable for people to say that. If he's wrong, that's okay. It's called the First Amendment. And then let's go into Strickland getting in and then being mobbed, because this is just historic stuff. And then I've got a bunch of the leftists' heads exploding. We got a couple clips of Harry Sisson and the people responding to him when they had all the LGBT events, people naked at the White House, men and women, weirdos in control of the nuclear stockpile, stealing women's bags and clothing at the airport, the guy over COVID shots being a Satanist and holding dungeon events. And you got members of Congress, you know, having homosexual sex inside the Senate and House hearing rooms. I mean, all that's okay, but the White House is disgraced by Trump having Evel Knievel-style dirt bites, you know, jumping hundreds and hundreds of feet and all the rest of it. So what disgraces the White House is having globalist powers, BlackRock, Israel, the Chi-Coms, the EU, direct our country. What discredits the White House is having a cover-up of the Epstein files. And we've got bipartisan evil going on right there, obviously. So let's go ahead and go to this excerpts of the UFC, ladies and gentlemen, last night at the White House historic event. Here it is. Sports is captured. It's all anti-American. It's all anti-family. It's all LGBT. P.S. Pedophile Satan.
And lastly, Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America?
Ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to go right to the stage and we're going to just rally this motherfucker. Relax. No, just watch.
And look at how Sean Strickland is mobbed. They're all cheering for him. Then he gets grabbed and put in a paddy wagon. That's called being arrested. Now, they did not book him, but he's still under arrest. Those that don't know the law, when you're grabbed by the police and thrown in the back of a vehicle, you're under arrest. But the moral here is, this is the ultimate Streisand effect. They really screwed up.
Yo, I cannot believe that, bro.
How the f*** y'all gonna lock up the middleweight kid?
Pretty sure I didn't break them all. Like, I'm pretty sure. But I'm about to go to jail.
They put him in a paddy wagon and drove him off. And he's got the video out in a live stream. You know, looks like I might have been arrested. And we put that out. People go, oh, my God, he wasn't arrested. You liar. Nope. Check the law. He was under arrest. But they didn't charge him and didn't book him. Which would have been even better if they did that. He's the current middleweight UFC champion, not welcome at the White House because of mild criticism of Israel. Israel lobby at the White House that banned him and others. Stupid move. I saw the World Jewish Congress 3 weeks ago. We're more hated than ever. All the polls show we're the most hated country in the world. We're just going to censor more. Yeah, that's the answer. Oh, that'll really work well. And oh, we're going to keep the U.S. in a war. That'll make everybody love us. On and on and on and on. And we got other fish to fry other than Israel, but Israel wants to continue to be the center of the universe and make us do everything for them and pay for everything while we all go bankrupt. It's not going to end well for Israel and needs to stop. And something we got to be watching out for. Look at that photo from a distance. Well, I'll put that back up. I mean, I got to admit, that's amazing. And the left's like, look how ugly it is. Look how gross it is. Oh, it's so stupid. They had their weird counter events. You know what? Let's go to some of what the left had to say, a little bit more on this, actually. And then I want to show some of their counter events with like 500 people at them with boomers with the most ridiculous songs they were singing. And then I'm going to get into the big issues that really matter, like open season on white people and folks finally waking up to that, black and white. A lot of black folks coming out and speaking out about what's happening, saying this is wrong, this is evil. And that's good because the left and the corporate media, mainly white people, are hyping this for divide and conquer. And then big tech, AI, all of it, all over the world, including at the state level here in the U.S., they're passing laws using conservative excuses, using liberal excuses to bring in internet IDs. And people say, oh, that's great. Don't let little kids on the internet. That's up to parents. To do that, it has to check you as an adult, and it's internet ID for you as well that can be expanded. So there's a bunch of these clips. Let's go to just play a couple of them. Harry Sisson and people responding to Harry Sisson. Here's 126. Harry Sisson is now crying on TikTok that Michelle Obama was called a man. Here's another 127, UFC. Listen to this whiny beta male. Man says President Trump's event on the lawn is the ugliest thing he's ever seen. We got Harry Sisson must have finally run out of scripts. It's really, because again, as much as I sit here and criticize Trump to try to expose what's happening so he doesn't slide more into Israel's hands and foreign interest hands, just remember the Democrats and remember what they're like. And remember what we know they stand for. Election fraud, sexualization of children, open borders, war on white people, Satanism, global government, pedophilia, the whole nine yards. So here's some clips from Harry Betamel Sisson flipping out.
One of Donald Trump's UFC fighters just screamed, Michelle Obama is a man, into the microphone after winning his fight at White House. Just incredibly disgusting.
And lastly, Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America?
I am appalled and disgusted like any American out there. Idiots like this shouldn't have a platform to say stuff like this. And the fact that it's taking place at the White House, the People's House, is even worse.
I like his it's a desecration of jaw. The
guys, Donald Trump thinks that this right here is American. This is what he thinks right here. The ugliest thing I've ever seen. And this is our president. This is really what he thinks about America. This ugly, ugly, disgusting display with a bunch of racist bigot pigs all over the grass, defacing the White House. I mean, It's unbelievable. And listen, Donald Trump, he's not your friend. He's a racist bigot, and all he's doing this for is for Dana White and all his buddies.
Ooh, the magic
racist word.
He's making
$1 million, and he's laughing in your faces. That's what he's doing. So remember, when you see this right here, the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
This is Donald Trump and Dana White, and this is the guy that you pigs chose for president, okay? I'm at a loss for words.
The UFC arena at the White House for Donald Trump's birthday has been completed, and it looks like total crap. Here's a.
That's not the only thing that looks like crap, you little gremlin.
The White House, sponsored by Bud Light. I mean, it's just gross. I hope.
How convenient. Now you have a problem with Bud Light? Be so effing for real.
I hope it rains and pours for the entire event. I hope Donald Trump's birthday plan and party is just completely ruined. I mean,
you're reminding me of a little kid that's like, I wasn't invited to a birthday party, so I hope it's ruined and the weather is horrible.
More focused on putting on UFC events at the White House or building the ballroom or the reflecting pool than he is on addressing major issues.
He needs to address real issues. You just made like a 2-minute post about how you don't prefer the way the UFC fight looks. You made a whole ass post dogging on how they set up the White House for an event. Dude, you have not addressed any real issues in this country ever. Like, seriously, though, all you do is rant about Donald Trump. What an existence. Orange man bad.
Yeah, people being pro-America and not kneeling for the Star-Spangled Banner, that's very upsetting to them. And that beautiful setup, put that photo back up if you can, that's ugly to them. That is awesome. Turned out way better than I thought it would. Again, they don't want us celebrating anything good, folks. And then, of course, the Israel lobby had to ruin it by not letting Sean Strickland, the UFC middleweight champion, in. And, of course, so he just walked all over you. And it blew up in your face. And that's the way to handle the censorship. Just run over it. Just don't comply with it. Let's check in on how the liberals are counter-programming Trump's UFC event. Listen to this cringe.
Oh, you fascists bound to lose. You're bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose. Hey there, all you fascists. Let me put you straight. When you come for the rest of us, we'll fight you at the gate and you will lose. You fascists bound to lose.
So I thought, instead of getting the really negative, dark stuff, which is important to do to raise the alarm and point out who the globalists are, and so we know the evil we're facing. You know, I expose bad, horrible, dark stuff because we need to know it's there to clean it up. It's like admitting you have a cockroach problem. You've got to admit it or you can't get rid of them. So I thought we'd do something positive up front today, and we just did that. Now, we got something really bad coming up. And it's not that I've been censoring this, self-censoring this. It's that there's so much of it that I'll send the crew 20, 30, 40 clips every day and maybe get to one or two of them because it's just there's so much to cover and it's so mind-blowing. But I have prominent podcasters, influencers, talk show hosts, members of Congress, Jasmine Crockett, literally saying that killing white people is a good thing to do. And in the aftermath of the Anthony or Carmelo Anthony situation. And so I thought we'd actually look at some of the crime statistics and also look at some of the black folks. There's a lot of them, too, coming out speaking out against this, saying this is the media programming black people. They need to stop being gullible to it. But I wanted to get to some of this because it's shocking. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I know for those of you that are online, you see a lot more than this. But, I mean, it's impossible to overstate the epidemic of black-on-white crime that's, quite frankly, getting worse. And the left is openly celebrating it.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need, you know, I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes them. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth.
You've got it.
Now we see the earth. Now
you've got it.
Now we see the earth.
You've got it.
Let's get into it. What's happened is there has been a spell of white guilt not just in the United States, but all the Western world, really since the 50s. And it was originally England that went around the world banning slavery almost everywhere over 200 years ago. And it's been the Christian West that has basically stood against slavery more than any other culture or group. But the media, the culture, the universities, the power structure has wanted to make Western populations feel guilty that they're racist and evil, so they'll follow a politically correct system that actually tricks the public into giving up all their basic rights and liberties. They couldn't sell communism as a class war, get the rich. So starting in the 50s, and this is public knowledge, the left and communists made it about racial division and made about selling the idea of communism based around race, and that was much more successful. And now that across the Western world, whites are no longer the minority in many areas, and everywhere in the Western world, including the United States, there are more non-white children under the age of 18 than there are whites. So whites are basically at the minority point. Globally, whites are 7% of the world population. 93% is not white. And so you have the big, powerful banks and BlackRock and the World Economic Forum, the UN, teaching that evil flows from white people. And you see it everywhere from the power structure, from the universities, from the corporate media, Hollywood, all the international sporting groups, all the national sporting groups, everybody but the UFC pushes the LGBTQSP for Satanism, pedophilia. They all push the anti-family agenda because that's what the elite is creating to create a weak, divided population. And in a large minority of black people, it's not the majority, but I'd say just dead reckoning, 30% of black folks, and I know a lot of black folks, and I'm here in Texas with a lot of black folks, and I watch their media, and I know the local talk show host, and I know the members of the city council, and I follow it all. I'd say about 30% of black people, old and young, believe that buying into political correctness and hating white people and there being open season on white people and blaming white people for everything is the position of power, and that the Soros judges and DAs letting out murderers and rapists and killers of white people with a slap on the wrist is a good thing, and they really celebrate it. So I can show you 100 videos of people celebrating and saying it's okay and a good thing, like Jasmine Crockett, and then you know she'd kill him too, of Austin Metcalf. And I mean, this is all over the place. I can also show you a lot of black folks that are eloquently talking about how ridiculous and evil this is. But you also, on a daily basis, see leftist women particularly that go out and cater to the invaders and the illegal aliens and military-age men who get raped, murdered, and killed. So we got some examples of that coming up as well. But this is what people have been calling suicidal empathy. Or suicide by empathy, because people are playing the part of the savior. They have their white guilt. It's really a superiority complex that they're superior, so they've got to go out and save all these black people. And you have Hollywood with all the racial garbage they push and all the made-up fictional accounts of white people doing terrible things to black people and others, and you know, seeing there's an epidemic of white-on-black crime, an epidemic of white-on-Asian crime when there's no such thing even existing. In anywhere near an epidemic. It's very, very rare. It's amazing. Yeah, wearing England badges during World Cup, intimidating the asylum seekers, immigration officers told. Police were telling people not to allow them to wear their national badges. I've got video in Germany of a tour guide when he's leading the tour around that has a little flag with a German flag on it. So in crowds, you can see it. People get lost. I've been on tours around the world where it's similar things. In Mexico, you name it, the pyramids, they got a little flag with that on it, with the Mexican flag. And then the police come and say, take that down, you're arrested. Just last week, an AFD member had a German flag on her office, and they told her, we'll arrest you if you don't take that down. And here's footage of it right here. So now I have, and there's been thousands of arrests, plus 30 plus thousand last few years. In the UK, if you sing a Christian hymn in public, that's hurtful to others, you go to jail. If you pray, but 1,000 feet from a mosque or abortion clinic, you go to jail. If you have a knife, you go to jail. But if you're a Muslim, you're allowed to. So it's all about absolutely beating over the head that you have no rights. I'm going to show you just a few new examples of this. And it's almost always weird, gremlin-like dwarf women who are the new enforcers of this, and they love it. And I have all this footage of them grabbing people that had British flags or peacefully protesting and ramming a young man's head into a spiked fence and ripping just a huge gouge of his cheek and flesh hanging off. And they take him to jail. He's just sitting there peacefully. They grab him, ram his head into spikes. They'll be rewarded for that. And beating up old ladies and just you name it. Meanwhile, they allow Muslim and African hordes to just run around raping and killing wherever they want to. Now, I've kind of prefaced some of this here, but you understand, I have two stacks here of over 200 videos, but I'm just going to have time to get to a few of them now. But I'm thinking about doing a special live show soon, commercial free for like 4 hours and airing 300, 400 of these clips. And you have to understand, this isn't like we're going back years here. Most of this is happening right now. And you look at the police in Germany or France, particularly England, these women have this same crazy look of satisfaction. Oh, sorry, you can't sing a hymn. It's offensive. But they can scream Allah Akbar across the street. They go to Speaker's Corner, where for 500 years, all speech goes. Your Christian speech isn't allowed. If you just pray to Jesus, it's not allowed. If you have the British flag, it's not allowed. I just showed you where at the World Cup, they're like, don't have a shirt with a British flag on it. Remember, the EU about a decade ago wanted to ban teams being named after their countries because they said that's too nationalistic. So they're attacking Western identity because we rediscovered what the West was about. That doesn't comport and fit in to the globalists. You'll own nothing and be happy, eat the bugs, tyranny. The West was the best. The West was being adopted everywhere, the ideals of it. It was creating a global population boom, success, security, travel, medicine, all of it. And if you can get rid of the tenets of the West, you win. The globalists admit that. So none of this is done by accident. This is all done by design. And that's critical to understand. I know most of you understand that, but we've got to get the leaders exposing all this and fighting it and stop saying, boy, the left are idiots. It's the same formulas across the world. They know what they're doing. It's their power to dominate and control. So listen to this. There's countless videos of this. They laughed as an innocent Ukrainian woman's brutal murder on the train because she was white. There's since been more stabbings on the very same train. We are deeply uncaring. We don't care. Black influencer with huge following. While BLM rioted for a drugged criminal, the hypocrisy is deadly. White lives matter. Say it. Let's play that clip.
So do you guys remember when BLM called for all white people to show empathy for the felon George Floyd? Well, here's a black YouTuber with a huge following. Now let's see what he has to say about Irina Sorotska's cold-blooded murder on the train.
I will say, I talked to 99.9% of black people about this story, about what transpired. And it's horrible. I think we all agree on that. And they wanted me to give a message. And behalf of 99.9% of black people, I'm here to talk to the white ignorants out there and let y'all know we are deeply uncaring. That is correct. We don't care, bruh. I'm sorry. We don't give not an ounce of caring about what happened to this girl on the train.
So the same people who demanded us to show empathy and solidarity for George Floyd, who was literally a career criminal high on drugs, who died resisting arrest, and the cop was crucified because he was white, are now laughing in our faces and saying that they do not care that an innocent woman who fled a war in Ukraine was stabbed to death on a train for doing nothing, and the suspect is black. We have other creators saying that they want more to happen. We have GoFundMe set up for this cold-blooded murderer. And we even have prominent voices in the black community saying this.
How we gotta kill him?
Kill them all.
You don't want to be free sounding like that. Right. Do you want to be free?
Yeah.
Do you want to be free?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to be free?
Yeah. Yes,
that's why I got to fight this crap. Regardless to how you feel about me. Regardless to how anybody in this damn world feels about me.
also have prominent people on CNN saying stuff like this.
Even the most liberal, well-intentioned white person has a virus in his or her brain that can be activated at an instant.
On that train, she was stabbed and no one helped. In her final moments, she sat there crying and dying in her own blood because of the rhetoric I've just shown you. For too long, they've been allowed to push anti-white propaganda. And I say, and you should say, no more. We should never have another Irina Shirotsky again. Say it with me, white lives matter. Things need to change very soon because we're all getting fatigued. So do you guys remember when BLM called for all...
So, for the people, right, all the pseudo-intellectual who say black people cannot be racist. Okay, let's address history. Since y'all love history, We love to bring up slavery. Let's address it. When white people were going around just randomly attacking black people in the 1920s, 40s, whatever, you know the history. Y'all very good at it. That was called racist, right? Those were called hate crimes, right? And hate crimes, we would all agree that a hate crime that is racially motivated is racist, would you say? Okay. So what is he talking about here? He is referencing going and picking a day, getting a group of people. He wanted you to go in the comments to get a group of people that are black to pick a day to go out and hurt a white person. Old, baby, little girl, it don't matter. He don't care. Let me explain something to you, retard. You could have all your little pew-pew guns. You could have all your little muscles, everything. Remember, you are in a minority. And a lot of, and let me also be clear. A lot of people that look like me, you're in a super minority. So when the whites get mad and come looking for your ass, you can have all the pew-pew guns. You can have everything because you can't kill them all. And all you Negroes, all you Negroes, the white people know where you live. It's not hard to go to the hood and pick and start with an AK-47. And let me tell y'all, a lot of black people aren't armed like white people with their Second Amendment. And they don't, and to the point now where the white people are getting illegal guns because they don't even care no more. So you could keep playing with the white man and expect him to just keep getting, push him down. And we're going to be in a full-on race war because this has been psyoped, okay? And many black people are, and white people. We're going to have a race war.
Well, the left is on record wanting one, but then we don't all actually kill each other. Some get killed. Then they bring in a permanent police state with all the biometrics and all the face scanning and all the social credit score and the drones and the AI. It's the same plan in Europe. That's what's happening, and we're all being targeted by this. Now, this is indicative, though, because to be fair here, and I want to be fair, I could play you 100 clips of eloquent black people explaining to other black people who are the minority or out of their minds just how stupid they are and how programmed they are and how wrong they are, and that it's the corporate media doing this. And that's who at the end of the day is winding up these people. So here's a clip of that.
Honestly and truthfully, stay out of the company of white people. That's really all I got. And I'm not trying to imply that all white people are bad, but it is just easier to stay out of the company of white people when you can.
I also like how you said, I'm not trying to imply that all white people are bad, but then you just said stay away from all white people. So it's like, I really question your degrees if you have one, sir, because you sound stupid. Okay, let me tell you, as a emergency trauma nurse, I see more black on black crime every day. And all you self-righteous Negroes like him sit on your podcast in your comfortable ass room in America. You look very, by the way, you don't look pretty oppressed to me, by the way. You look very dapper. You look very wealthy. You have a successful podcast telling black people to hate America and probably to hate white people. You retarded motherfucker. And then, so... I bet he also lives in a white suburb, or he just lives in a suburb. He doesn't live in the inner city. And if he does, God bless you. Because if you do live in the inner city with let's say a majority black people, I know you capping, nigga. Because let me tell you right now, Every black person knows this about themselves. When you see a bunch of niggas jump on the train, on a stoop, walk in the street, you get a sense of ready to go. Because if you grew up really in the hood, you have that sense. Because you know you're about to get robbed or something. I have never had any issue. The most white people I've ever fought was patients that were psychotic in the hospital. I've never had a white person ever do nothing crazy to me crazy. Yeah, they may lie, write me up, do some bullshit. But other than that, they never did no other attacking, nothing. So what are you talking about to stay away from white people? There was a bunch of kids at a basketball game, I think in a high school, Chicago, black kids that had 12 guns with Uzis, extendo clips. What are you talking about? 9,000 black people a year are killed by black people. What the fuck are you talking about? And you can pretend like that statistic isn't real, but until you accept it, I don't want to hear shit from you, because it's a real statistic. It's a real problem, not just a right-wing talking point. It's a real problem that we're not addressing. We are safer among whites than we are about any other race, and we are actually doing the best in America than across any country in the world. Look it up, Google facts.
And that's what the crime statistics show. And the reason I focus on this is that the left's trying to hype this into an explosion, which has happened. And they literally say everywhere there's an epidemic of whites killing blacks. It's not true. Less than 25 blacks a year are killed by police. And when you go look at each case, in almost every case, they pull a gun at them, they're shooting at them. Police are per capita, not just because there's more white people than black people, per capita more than twice as likely to shoot whites. They're also more likely to come in fast at your house or at a problem. They slow roll to blacks because they think they're going to get in trouble if they do anything. And most of the whites the police shoot deserved it. But you're twice as likely if you're white to be shot by a cop. But they know they're not going to have a bunch of court cases to deal with if they do. And there's some bad cops and bad events. Of course there are. But the point is, it's extremely rare. 24, 25. Look the number up. Blacks are killed a year by police. Out of tens and tens and tens and tens of millions of black people. I mean, it's just absolute horse manure. Absolute garbage. But that's real numbers. People don't want to believe that. Now, there's so many examples of this. This is just a few. But here's far-left activists, anti-racists, and anarchists, and open borders advocates brutally murdered in ways that shattered everything they preached. Here's that clip.
Meet Jude Walton, a professional social justice bureaucratic activist for the city of Ann Arbor in Michigan. She was raped and murdered by Ricky McCain during his second home invasion of the night. Now meet Nick Golden, an anti-racist anarchist far-left punk rock concert organizer. He was killed by a Latino who was shooting up an anti-racist and pro-LGBTQ concert. Now meet Emma Schaefer, a racial equality activist for multiple nonprofits and intern for Democrat Senator Tammy Duckworth, who famously voted against the Laken Riley Act, which allows America to detain non-citizens who commit drunk driving, burglary, larceny. Oh, and what's that other one? Oh, that's right. Any crime resulting in death or serious bodily injury. Well, this ends basically how you expect it to. Emma here was stabbed to death by her illegal alien Latino boyfriend, who ran back to Mexico after he committed the heinous act. Now we find ourselves in this really interesting predicament where the right wants him extradited back into the US so that he can face punishment for his actions, and the left don't want him to come back into the country so he doesn't face any punishment for his actions against one of their own. Odd world, isn't it? Finally, meet Jen Angel, an anti-racist, anarchist, prison abolitionist, Antifa-connected, far-left punk rock reporter. And she makes cupcakes too. Angel was robbed in her car by Ishmael Birch, but determined not to let him get away with it, she actually chased after him and got caught in the vehicle car door. Ishmael, not seeming to give a drove for 50 feet, where her head eventually smashed against the sidewalk and she was put into a medically induced coma and declared dead 3 days later. Are you beginning to notice a pattern with these stories? People are switching off that side of their brain to virtue signal, the side of the brain that tells you, it warns you, that's different, that's scary, that person is acting incorrectly. You've switched it off because you don't want to seem like you're racist. I would rather you be racist and alive than virtue signal and be dead. Let's see if Jen Angel's friends learned from this. Well, her friends suggested that Jen wouldn't want her murderer to go to prison. See, they would rather try to get together to understand what drove this disgusting, evil, inhumane piece of to commit such a fatal robbery. It's a doozy, isn't it? A real head scratcher. Now, these two quotes from Ocean Motley, Jen Angel's former partner. are some of the most incredibly racist things you'll ever hear, and they don't even realize it. So here's the first one. I don't know if Mr. Birch is involved or not, but he is a very young black man, 19 years old, who was 18 years old on the day Jen was killed. That's not the motion of the ocean right there, Ocean, because 18 years old means that he's a legal adult, so when does accountability come into play? And why bring up the fact that he's a young black man? Why do that? Well, get ready, because here is my single favorite quote, possibly of all time. I don't know what it's like to be black, but I know what it's like to be young and poor and desperate and thinking I need to commit crimes in order to survive. Isn't that just an outstanding quote? That's how the left see black people. They're all poor and desperate, and they can't help but commit crimes. It's in their nature. Why are you mad at them for stabbing people? It's just what they do, and they shouldn't be held accountable, even if they're 18. Can you imagine, like, if I said that quote, word for word, I would be fired. I would get my ass handed to me.
There.
Hell, I might even...
Let me stop there. Let me just give you an example. We have this stack, probably 20 more things. We have another stack of over 20 things. That is over 150. Each piece of paper is a video. Worse than what I've shown you. And all happening recently. Okay, so that's all coming up. I'm going to get to a lot of it next hour. But just look at this one out of Austin, Texas. 30 cases of this guy who breaks into women's houses and strangles them and rapes them, but he doesn't kill them. So the Soros judges and the Soros DA let him out again and again and again. I mean, you can't make this up. How long until he kills somebody? He broke into houses and sexually assaulted 3 women in one night recently. He's completely out of his mind. The difference is there are crazy white people that do this. I see them on the streets around here. They do the same stuff, but they do it once. They go to jail 20 years. Next time, 50. They're not on the street. They let the crazy blacks out, and so there's like a certain group of crazy blacks running around, and then the black leaders defend them and say, oh, you know, they're great people. The guy that killed Irina Zarutsko, completely out of his mind, schizophrenic. They let them go because they're black, crazy people. They're crazy whites, just as dangerous, but they're locked up. Most of them. We're going to go to break. There's a big sale about to end at thealexjonesstore.com. 50% off Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detoxer. Also, more of the filters. The Waterfalls filters are coming in, but a limited supply. You need to get your order in now to make sure when they come in a week or two, you get them shipped out to you. The very best stainless steel gravity-fed filters with the very best carbon filters that are the highest rated to take everything out of the water. It's amazing, and it funds the operation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. Stay with us.
Tonight at midnight, Alex Jones was thrown out and locked out of his InfoWars studio along with his crew after the 8-year-long legal battle trying to shut him down and censor him is coming to a close. And liberal media are celebrating with headlines like this. The lights go out at Alex Jones InfoWars. And InfoWars.com, the domain name, now has a message that just says off air. But these people don't know anything about Alex Jones, because if you just go to alexjoneslive.com, the website looks very similar to the old InfoWars website. And look at there! There is a live feed of his show, the Alex Jones Show, now just not using the InfoWars name, where he is continuing and hasn't missed a beat. If you go to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store and search for AJN Live, you can download the new Alex Jones Live app, where you can still listen to his show streamed live on your phone. Or you can just find and follow Alex Jones on Twitter, X, where he still has 4.5 million followers, because despite the lawyer's attempts to try to take his personal account, they failed. And you can see there the live icon around his profile photo shows that he is live streaming the show there on repeat 24/7.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at alexjoneslive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back. Stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.